The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case early next year that could have big implications for how the country interprets Native American treaty rights. Dan Boyce with the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
The case stems from an elk herd hunted by Crow tribal member Clavin Herrera in 2014. The hunt started on national forest land in Montana, but crossed over into Wyoming. Wyoming cited Herrera for killing game out of season, but Herrera pointed to an 1868 treaty allowing the Crow to hunt on, quote, unoccupied lands of the United States.
When this treaty was entered into, there was no state boundary. There was no state of Wyoming.
University of Montana law professor Monty Mills wrote a court brief in support of Herrera. A Wyoming court rejected Herrera's defense, saying the treaty became invalid once Wyoming became a state. But Mills says the Supreme Court has handed down conflicting opinions on cases dealing with state authority and treaty rights over the last 150 years. So ultimately, this could much further define the court's stance on how much power is left to tribes outside their own reservation land. The case could be heard as soon as January. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Dan Boyce.